This is Akashvani, Itanagar, the news read by Indu Chukwu. Indian nominee and Maharashtra Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan have been elected as the 15th Vice President of India. He secured a total of 452 votes. Radhakrishnan, the ruling alliance's candidate, contested against India bloc nominee Justice B. Sudarshan Reddy, a former Supreme Court judge. Voting took place earlier in the day in Parliament, where members of Parliament exercised their franchise between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. The vice presidential election was necessitated after Jagdeep Dhankar resigned from the post on July 21, citing health reasons. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced a financial assistance of 1600 crore rupees for the flood affected Punjab, in addition to 12,000 crore rupees already granted. There will be advance release of the second installment of the State Disaster Rescue Force and Prime Minister Kisan Samman Nidhi. He also announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees to the next of kin of the deceased and 50,000 rupees to the seriously injured in the floods and natural calamity. He said the children orphaned due to these floods will be extended comprehensive support under the Prime Minister Cares for Children scheme. Earlier, after reaching Gurdaspur in Punjab to take stock of the ground situation of the flood-ravaged state, Prime Minister Modi held a review meeting with senior officials on the extent of damage. Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnaik, retired, has extended his greetings to the people of the state, especially to the Khowa community, on the joyous occasion of Pham Kho Sowai. He expressed his hope that the festivity would bring a season of good harvest, prosperity and happiness to every household. In his message, the governor said that festivals are the soul of our communities. They reflect who we are, what we cherish and the values we pass on to the next generation. In Arunachal Pradesh, where agriculture is central to our way of life, our festivals are deeply rooted in the rhythms of the land. On this special day, I join my Khowa brethren in offering prayers to the Almighty for good health, peace and contentment in everyone's lives, the governor said in his message. Chief Minister Pema Khandu has extended congratulations to Dr. Krishna Chaulu and her team on the remarkable discovery of a new orchid species, Hemipelia Besifoliata, from Mayodhya in Dibang Valley district of Arunachal Pradesh. In a social media post, Khandu emphasized that this addition to the orchid flora of India highlights the rich biodiversity of our state and the dedication of our researchers. He further added that such achievements not only bring pride to Arunachal Pradesh but also reinforce our responsibility to protect and conserve our natural heritage. Minister for Urban Affairs Balu Raja today attended the VC jointly convened by the Union Ministers for Housing, Urban Affairs and Jal Shakti to discuss planning and preparatory arrangements for Swachhata Hi Seva 2025, scheduled to be rolled out on September 17 next. The theme for Swachhata Hi Seva 2025, Swachh Self, aims to promote cleanliness and sanitation through collective efforts. Speaking in the video conferencing meeting, Minister Urban Affairs Balu Raja emphasized the importance of community participation in achieving the objectives of Swachhata Hi Seva 2025. He urged all stakeholders to come forward and contribute to the initiative's success and take part in the nationwide Slumdan Ek Din Ek Ghanta Ek Saath on the 25th of September. The Department of Disaster Management, Government of Arunachal Pradesh, in collaboration with the National Disaster Management Authority, Government of India, organized an orientation cum coordination meeting today with all key stakeholders to prepare for the upcoming statewide mock exercise. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.